Now, next, if a child is looking for his clothing, and you find the clothing, and what would you say? You holler to him. Right. Here,
I found it, or I found your dress, I found your coat.
Right.
I found your gloves, I found your shoes.
How about your clothes? Here what?
Here your clothes. I think we often use the contractions that here are your clothes. Here your clothes. I think it's, whether it's more euphonious or not, I don't know, you know.
All right.
Here your clothes.
Okay. How about you're petting a dog, you know, and someone says you better stay, take it easy with that dog, and you say, "Oh, don't worry. You want to make clear to the person that you've no intentions of hurting the dog." You'd say, "I
won't hurt him. I won't harm him.
But
won't hurt him. I won't harm him."
Would you ever say?
I won't tease him.
All right, I am. With right now.
I'm not going to hurt him.
Right.
I'm trying to often use the contraction.
You ever say, would you ever use ain't? Do you ever use ain't at all?
Huh?
Ain't. Do you ever use
very
ain't?
Very seldom, because in grammar school we had to say that. She abhorred that remark, and she used to say it isn't the proper word to ain't.
How about the same sentence with he? He. You say, "I am not going to hurt him." Now how about he?
I'd say, he's not going to hurt him.
And
might
they.
They're not going to hurt him, or they won't hurt him. They won't hurt him, or they're not going to hurt him. They won't hurt him, or they're not going to hurt him. He won't hurt him. He's not going to hurt him.
If you want to do, trying to determine whether you've been you're right or not, you'd say, "I'm right." What would you say after that? "I'm right."
I'm right. I'm right, I'm quite sure I'm right.
I'm right, you want to ask them to be sure if you're right.
Am I right?
You say, "I'm right."
Am I right? Am I right? I know you make me say, "Ain't I?" I don't use
No, that. Not ain't I. What would you probably say instead of "ain't I"?
No,
I'm right.
Am I not?
Okay.
Am I not? I know the "ain't not," it's so commonly used here too.
Okay.
That it was drilled into us in grammar school by a teacher.
Okay. How about "going to do it"? We.
We're going to do it.
And how about you?
You're going to do it. Those contractions are...
All right, and they?
They're going to do it. T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E.
All right, and now if someone says, "Were you the one who did this?" And you say...
"No, I'm not." "No, I didn't."
No, it was...
I know that probably it wasn't I.
Well, what would you probably say?
I probably would say it wasn't me that did it, but although that's not correct.
It's all right. No, it's not a matter.
I know it wasn't I is a better, is correct English.
Wasn't I.
I think I used one of that as often as I might have been. Wasn't I. It wasn't me. I think we used both of them. I think me, I'm quite often.
You ever use be, for instance, "be you going"?
No.
You ever use that? How about... something that a woman might wear over her dress when she's cooking.
An apron?
How about a thing that covers more of the dress than just an apron, something that comes down over the sleeve?
A robe?
No.
A gown?
Something more like a gown, a smock.
A smock, a smock is a gown or a wrap, a gown, a smock.
All right. What did you take off? What's this?
My jacket.
Or
my coat.
All right.